It's Dasha on Vibe 107.6. Now, the man is here. I'm very pleased to introduce you to the fabulous Ian Port from Proud Watford. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, Tina. How are you?
Very well. Very pleased to have you with us. Thank you for making the time to come in. Now, if people don't know what Proud Watford is, can you just sort of bring them in?
So, Proud Watford is a recognition that there are still issues if you're LGBTQIA+, despite the massive changes, very positive changes I've seen in my nearly 60 years that I've told you. I know I don't look it, Tim,
really,
so
actually,
get over it.
It really doesn't look it.
So we still, anybody growing up different anywhere, there are always issues. And we thought to ourselves, well, what can we do as a bunch of friends, essentially? Because you should start everything really on friendship.
Yeah.
To help people who might be coming to terms with their identity or sexuality. And we're really standing on the shoulders of giants as well. So we've got Hearts Pride.
Yes.
Of which I'm now a very proud Hearts Pride ambassador. Together with, you know, started with Stonewall, all the changes that have happened. But on a day-to-day basis in Watford, as LGBT people, the society has become more normalised, as you see fewer things actually happening that are social about representation. So what we don't do is offer any advice, because we're not professionals. What we're there about is to represent the LGBTQIA plus community in ways that everybody feels appealing. That's it.
Excellent. I mean, that's probably the most succinct summation that we could get, which is perfect. So you are one of the founding members. What, obviously, oh, you've mentioned about the inclusion and everything, but what other things inspired you to create Proud Watford?
Well, I certainly wouldn't have done it 20 years ago.
Mm.
I would have, you know, I was one of these guys who's quite private.
Okay.
Because that's how I grew up. In the 70s and 80s, you're normalised to not say certain things. I think it's a facet of age. I think I don't care anymore, really.
Careless, say more.
Careless. So I spoke to a number of people, including my very good friend Lee Keogh, a young man who works at the Chamber of Commerce together with the elected mayor, Peter Taylor, both of them are my friends. And I said, here's a proposition. Should we do more in Watford for the LGBTQIA plus community in a rather different way? And they both said, yes.
And that was the moment.
That was the moment. About, I was speaking to Lee yesterday. He said, well, actually, you do realise, and we just started talking about this 2.5 years ago when we were both tree planting. It was raining. It was miserable. And we sat there having a cup of coffee. It's almost like we both, you know when sometimes you both say the same thing?
Yeah, that moment of like a serendipitous moment.
That's right.
Yes. Perfect. So you were planting trees and you grew an idea and a whole movement.
That's right.
Excellent. That's right. Let's have a little bit of music. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking to Ian throughout this hour. Maybe a little bit longer. Let's see how we go. Teddy Swims up next with Guilty. The gorgeous James Arthur and Celebrate on Vibe 107.6. Now, we are celebrating having the lovely Ian in today from Proud of Watford. Now, we've been talking about what Proud Watford is, where it started, what you did to create it all. But what are your biggest challenges that you face promoting inclusivity and supporting the LGBTQA plus community?
I think with all these things, Tina, they're quite personal.
Hmm.
So me as a gay man, wherever I go anywhere, still, there's still that doubt in my mind that I've inherited from when I was a kid. Thinking, oh, you know, is it the right thing to do? Can I, am I able, have I give, been given permission to myself to talk about myself? So that's the first thing, even now.
Okay.
Even when I go on the radio.
So like a,
I should have thought about that, shouldn't I?
Moment of, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. But I can overcome that. And that's the point of Proud Watford, to help others, to give that safe space, that feeling. And then, but the major challenge is time. So we're a volunteer organisation. And I spend a lot of time, you know, having thoughts on what we should do. And I'm surrounded by the most amazing set of people, volunteers as well. All of whom have day jobs.
You've got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
But and also, yeah, I can understand. It's, you know, you never have enough hours in the day.
No, you don't. But everybody's very committed and they have amazing skills. So we have a West End producer. We have my friend Mel, who runs her own social media business. We have an artist. Me. That's not very helpful, is it? Brian, who's 91, one of our proud patrons, who just has the best social life in the world.
Fantastic.
He's just back from Australia.
Oh, we should be all more.
So it's like any other organisation. It's a question really of time. But I tell you, the other thing that has been amazing is that wherever I've gone with this thing called Proud Watford, or wherever my other colleagues have gone, we're almost always welcomed with open arms. It's the most extraordinary, I like to think, Watford thing.
I think it's really, the people here are absolutely lovely, and I think that they are warm and open, and I think obviously the media portrays people in a very different fashion, and I don't believe that's true at all. I mean, it leads me beautifully to another point I wanted to cover with you. I know Proud Watford aspires to create a place without prejudice. And obviously Watford is, you know, more inclusive than other areas. But how do you go about creating that environment?
So we're very much based on, say, on representation. So we're about creating plays, events. We had a beer festival, about which I remember very little.
Superb.
It's all those sort of events where everybody is welcome. So there's no categorisation. Everybody can come along. We have a very vibrant WhatsApp group as well. So there are events that we just say to anybody, whoever you are, come along and experience. Because in our view, the more you get to know people individually but very openly, the better life becomes for you.
100%.
So I'll give you an example. So in January, we had a art exhibition at St Mary's Church in central Watford, the parish church of Watford. And again, a tremendous, tremendous sense of welcome. And my friend Michelle, who's a trans woman, was there. And everybody just fell in love with Michelle. It's a bit irritating, actually, because whenever I go anywhere else, people say to me, oh, Ian, you know, have you got Michelle with you? And if, you know, if Michelle doesn't happen to be there, they sort of lose interest.
Oh.
But it is about that personal context. But with us, of course, we're being Proud Watford. We're saying this is a space where we can talk about our sexuality, we can talk about our identity, we can talk about our ability or disability, our economic status, whether we're a refugee or whether we've been, like me, born here. You know, so really it's no more than a series of interesting events, but the twist being that it gives you that opportunity to talk a little bit more. So when I came in to talk to you just now, we talked about what are your pronouns.
Yeah.
And that's really important, because you can't make assumptions about people.
Absolutely not. No, definitely not. And I wouldn't even want to do that anyway. Unless someone came up to me and said, you know, this is how I identify, please call me he, she, they, then I'm always going to ask if, you know, if I'm not...
Of course.
I was going to say I'm not sure, but even that is learning for me, because you can't be sure.
Absolutely.
100%. So we're talking about representation, responsibility, reconciliation, the big topics.
They are very big topics. So the representation, I think, you know, we've talked about that a little bit. So responsibility, which is not a word that's easily bandied around, but I think we all have a responsibility to ourselves and to each other on Earth. We're only here for a short period of time.
Mm.
And to use that to take responsibility. I mean, you know, there's lots of stuff. You listen to things on podcasts in America with people saying, well, I'm not political, and therefore this is nothing. You know, what's happening in America, for good or ill, probably ill, is not their responsibility. But actually it is your responsibility in a democratic society that's free and open to protect it. And so, you know, let's take responsibility for that. Now, that could be no more than asking for somebody's pronouns. Mm. Or it could be the other end of scale, getting involved with Proud Watford very actively, or anything in between.
Absolutely.
So it's a responsibility, it's a duty, but it's a fun thing to do, and it's really, really life-empowering, I tell you. What was the last word? Reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
It's those three R's, I should remember it.
Is that personal reconciliation?
Yeah.
Or is that other, like, how far does that... That can go forever.
Yeah,
that's
so
a big thing.
Everything I think you do is personal.
Mm.
You couldn't do it unless it was personal. So for me, I have to reconcile with, you know, being brought up in Watford. I mean, it was fine. It's a wonderful place to be brought up, and going to university in Reading and living in St Albans, working in London, things. But I have to reconcile my place in the world. But I also, can I use the word expect? I think I can. Others who are not LGBTQ+ or not member of a visible minority or don't happen to be disabled, to reconcile with other people. We all have that duty, that responsibility to each other.
To meet in the middle.
Yeah, and we won't always agree, and that's fine.
Yes.
It's about a mindset of being open to others who are different. Mercifully different, because I think if we weren't different, humanity wouldn't exist.
I mean, it would be very dull.
Oh, God, it'd be boring, wouldn't it, really?
I mean, could you imagine more of me in the world?
Oh, I think it's a very good idea.
I didn't pay him to say that, by the way, but we're talking about, obviously, we've got a lot of stuff to get through today, and I want to sort of shine a light on all of the good things that you do. You have a lot of involvement with programs, initiatives, and events. You're really integrated into the town. What are the, you know, what's kind of coming up throughout the year if people want to come along?
So what's coming up this year? I've got to find my list, Tila. Just bear with me for 1 second. I've gone to the wrong list. Do you ever do that?
All the time.
Would you like to hear my shopping list instead?
No. Maybe later. I'm always interested in what people eat.
So actually, funny enough, so the upcoming list, the first thing, you'll be flattered about this, is to be interviewed on Vibe Radio by you. That's exciting, isn't it?
Big tick.
But then we've had massive buy-in, as we always have done, from Watford Borough Council as well, with the elected Mayor Peter, and all, you know, all the officers at the council as well, that we've got access to the illuminated poster sites to advertise what's going on, the Watford Observer, and also the BBC, mm-hmm. which is another radio. Do you know that? They do radio.
I've heard of them.
They do it. So this, June is National Pride Month. Okay. So in June, we're working with the wonderful, wonderful Watford Football Club, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Alzheimer's Society, and again, Watford Borough Council, on a project called Dementia Doesn't Discriminate.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. So we're bringing together a group of experts, but also people who are LGBTQI+, who are living with dementia themselves, or might be a carer of a person who isn't, you know, together to really examine that as an issue. That's a very serious thing, but I'm very proud. My grandfather had dementia when he died, and it's always stuck it with me.
Yeah, personal experience.
Yeah, again, it's all personal experience. And then, shall I use the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing again?
Go on.
Atria, bless them, as they have done for the last 2 years, are again putting up our bunting in the old Charter Place, or the Charter Place area, the glassed-in area.
Yeah, it's very snazzy
of Watford. And shall I tell you the story why that's really important?
Do.
So again, that's about representation. So we recognise that not everybody will want to come to our events, not be able to come to our events, not feel confident enough, or would rather be going doing something different.
Yeah, or they don't know that they're on, and this would be a good way of getting into their awareness.
Exactly. So what I always imagine is one person that we'll never meet, right? He's walking through Atria, through the Charter Place bit, and is feeling confused or lonely, or scared, because those are real emotions for LGBTQI+ people. And they see our bunting and think, aha, I'm not alone. I am being represented. So the concept there is feeling at home in your own hometown.
There's a place for me.
There's a place for me. And that could be a person who's just arrived here from Ukraine, for example.
Yeah.
Well, they have an equal right to be here, or somebody else has lived here all their life, or works here, whatever. So that's a wonderful opportunity, and that will be going up in June, National Pride Month. We've also got our big queer quiz, which isn't that big, really. That's at Watford Football Club. Thank you very much, Dave Messenger.
What's the level of brain that I'd need to attend to this?
Oh, because it's very, very complicated.
I did go to university.
Did you?
But I didn't. Well, let's not talk about that. I came away with degrees, so it was all right. But I was like, yeah, okay.
And then to challenge people, because you need, again, it's part of responsibility that you need to be challenged. Now, I'm going to find this really challenging.
Okay.
Because this year we do want to focus on non-binary people and trans people in particular, because of what's happening, quite frankly, let's be open about it, in the world.
Well, bring them in and give them a hug and say, like, it's okay to be who you are.
Or paint your nails.
Count me in. I'm always up for good money.
Paint your nails. So the idea is that I'm a cis man, you know, sort of I identify as a man, I am a man. So for me, that's something out of my comfort zone. And I can blend in anywhere. But we've decided that, this year, why not everybody, men, women, everybody in between, can come along and have their nails painted, either as I want in our colours,
okay,
or the complete rainbow set, whoever you are. And we'll be doing that in June, again in Atria. And that's a real opportunity for people to represent other people. And be confident in that. And I'm going to find that really difficult.
I'm going to come and get my nails done. So obviously keep us up to date with everything.
We will
put that out through the station too. Mm-hmm. And especially if it's got a special message. We're going to have a quick break now for the ads, but we will be straight back. with more from Ian and Proud Watford. Now, we're joined by Ian from Proud Watford in the studio. We've been talking about the events that you've got coming up, and I know there's some more that we want to mention. So let's share them now.
So we were talking in the break about the play Three Proud Men.
Mm-hmm.
That was directed by my friend Dan Clarkson, who's twice nominated Olivier Award.
Very impressive. Thing,
which I was very impressive,
very impressive,
actually. So I, one of our proud patrons is a gentleman called Brian. We're in the pub. He's 90. And because I'm a filmmaker, I said to him, what's your story? He just told me the most amazing stories. I said, Brian, we've got to get this on film. And Brian being Brian, he said, no. I thought, oh, that's great, isn't
that's
it?
That's a problem. Come on, Brian.
But he said, I will, actually, why don't we do a play, Ian, he said.
Oh.
He's because he's an ex-drag queen, or that? Still a drag queen.
I mean, can you once... ever be an ex-drag queen?
Well, exactly. So he said, look, Ian, if I do this, you've got to come on stage with me. And then sitting next to me is my friend Lee Keogh, who's 23 and very handsome. And he said, well, I'll do it as well. So there's the three of us on stage last year at the wonderful Pump House, our parent organisation.
Yep.
When we performed it only twice, but we're looking to turn that into a proper animation, so Oscars, here we come.
Excellent. Any excuse for me to get into a gown,
and then
I'm going to be there.
Well, same as Brian.
I mean, fair. I'll let him have the helm. Right.
And what I'm proud about, that worked really well, and it solidified us as, you know, delivering these artistic things to bring people together. But it's also inspired another play about my friend Michelle, a trans woman.
Mm.
And also another friend, my friend Amy, who works at the BBC. She's writing her own play as well, about a trans cricketer. She's cricket obsessed.
Oh.
So that's exciting as well. So
I don't mind the cricket, to be honest.
I don't understand it at all.
I don't understand it. I just enjoy watching it.
It's apparently it's very good philosophically. It's a very philosophical thing.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what that means. Should we move on from that?
Yes.
But yeah, so that's inspired others to take up their pens. And we're working with both sets, to put those on during the Fringe. Again, out of the Pump House. So Watford Fringe in July.
Yeah, not the Edinburgh one.
Not yet.
That's
we thought about that, but it's too far.
It's a little bit distant, isn't it?
It's too far.
You want people to come.
Absolutely. So those are going on the Fringe as well as lots of other things as well. And then in August, we, as ever, will be attending Hearts Pride. So we have a very strong, very fruitful link with Hearts Pride,
really?
Which has been going for years, as we do with the Proud Hornets, which are the football supporters for Watford Football Club.
Seen the banners at the stadium.
And I'll tell you what we're going to do again this year. So last year, we organised sponsorship for an inclusive loo.
Ooh.
Which is basically, if you go to any festival, if you have any form of disability, it's of any type, physical or mental, going to the loo is really tough. And Hearts Pride said, oh, can you find a sponsor for a loo? And actually at the first performance of Hearts Pride, my friend Pam Palmer, who runs UD Salon, and said, I'll sponsor it.
Nice.
So we sponsored that. So we're going to do that again next year. So for me, a loo symbolises everything that Proud Watford is about, because it's about giving people the opportunity to be treated equally, and that's the point.
Absolutely. And it's the equality and equity.
Yes, equity is an interesting word, isn't it?
The keystones of what
exactly.
You guys do, isn't it, as
exactly.
I understand it. So, yeah. How can local businesses get involved if they want to support you? Like, how can they make that happen?
So they can contact us through the website. Shall I give you a web address?
Yeah, and we'll go through all of these afterwards and get it on the social. So if you don't catch
Thank
it now,
you.
Don't worry, we've got you.
It's very easy to remember. It's proudwatford.com.
That's very true.
One word, Proud Watford.
Just Google Proud Watford, it'll be fine.
.com. So we're particularly interested actually in speaking to local companies because you mentioned the very fine word of equity, which is all about, you know, recognising differences. Some people need more investment than others do. And that's the point of being a human being, isn't it? That's
absolutely.
Why we pay our taxes. So in September at the Equinox, so we've just had the spring Equinox on Thursday this week.
Yeah.
So in exactly 6 months' time, again, at the wonderful Atria, or the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Atria, together with Dan, from Harlequin Theatres, we're putting on a Sonny Lumiere sound and light show that will talk about our strapline, which is A Place Without Prejudice. So it's in the Glaston area where Charter Place, it's still called Charter Place.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be a free event for everybody right in the heart of Watford around the autumnal, it's a good word, isn't it? Autumnal equinox.
I'm not ready for autumn yet. Let's just focus
but
on the spring.
But an equinox is when everybody throughout the world experiences equal amounts of daytime and nighttime, light and dark, wherever you are.
It's all completely equal.
It's a moment of balance.
Beautiful.
Of reconciliation.
I think that leads us nicely into the next
one. But can I just say, before we do that,
can we just say
that we are looking for great sponsors? I mean, that's going to cost money.
Yeah.
But it will be a fantastic publicly available event. So, proudwatford.com.
Go, click it, save it in your bookmarks. This is Lady Gaga and Born This Way. Now we're going to have more chunks of conversation coming up in the next hour. We've got the gorgeous Ian in the studio from Proud Watford having deep chats about all the LGBTQA plus stuff that we've got going on in Hertfordshire and Watford specifically. So if you want to learn a little bit more, you want to get involved, all you got to do is stay exactly where you are. More chats with Ian are coming up, but first, a cheeky little bit of Sam Fender, Arm's Length. Definitely not where we're keeping Proud Watford. Come on in for a snuggle. Some room for everyone. We're joined with the lovely Ian from Proud Watford in the studio. We've been having good chats, haven't we?
We have.
If I say so myself. Wonderful. Thank you for agreeing. Actually, I had a moment of like, oh, what if he says no? So needy. Well, we've been talking about where you started, what you do, what you're about, how you're integrated with all the different community events and that, like, you're super duper connected as an organisation, which is amazing, but there's always going to be more to do. So what are your goals for Proud Watford over the next few years or so? Like, let's just leave it open.
Yes, exactly. So to do more of what we're doing, but in different ways. So, for example, I talked about the bunting. So the last 2 years, we had bunting based on the progress flag. This year, we're doing something different. I showed you that.
Yes.
PowerPoint.
And you swore me to secrecy, so I'm not going to say anything.
It's going to look like globes, basically, in the colours of the rainbow flag. I've just told everybody, haven't I?
That's on you, that's not me. But
exactly. But then to look at different ways to represent the LGBTQI plus community in ways that are appealing to absolutely everybody. We encourage people to sign up to Proud Watford. And you do that through signing what we call the Proud Pledge.
Cool.
Shall I read you the Proud Pledge?
Yes, please do. Will you inaugurate me here?
Raise your left hand.
That is my left hand, yes.
Say after me, I pledge.
I pledge.
To welcome all.
To welcome all.
To support all.
To support all.
To accept all.
To accept all.
To be open to all.
To be open to all.
And, crucially, to be proud of all.
And to be proud of all.
Welcome to Proud Watford, Tina.
Thank you very much. It's like my spiritual home. Thank you.
And when we say all, we mean everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah.
No one's left
no
out.
No differentiation. That's the point.
And that's so important.
And people can do that by going to proudwatford.com. You'll see our Proud Pledge.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost anything at all. And that gives the opportunity to find out what we're doing and also to contribute. Because I always think we don't have all the right ideas, we don't have all the right opportunities, other people might.
And it's not just a financial contribution.
No.
You're like a creative contribution too.
Exactly. So it's ideas, but money's important as well. We talked about Equinox, the thing coming up in Atria in September. So it's a bit of both. But in terms of an individual, absolutely no cost whatsoever.
Amazing.
All we want is you. That's a bit cliched, isn't it? But
well,
it's
no,
true.
To be honest, that, you know, flattery is my love language, so count me in. You've got loads of other events coming up. Now, I did a little bit on Remembrance Day.
You did. It's marvellous.
Thank you. And I didn't know. It wasn't planned. I just naturally did it. But do you want to talk about the sort of like the outcome and the next steps of that moment?
Yeah. So just look back to last November, the beginning of, you know, the winter. And every year, as we've always done for the last over 100 years at the Peace Memorial, people come together and pay their respects for people that fought and died for our country, which, you know, still symbolises freedom and equality. Mm. I'm very proud of that, and I hope, you know, most people are. I think I spoke to the mayor, I think, and I said, well, can Proud Watford join in to represent people who today would identify as LGBTQI+. And, of course, Peter and the council city, of course. You know, there was Luther Blissett was there as the deputy lieutenant. All the uniform services, they were all there. And we took part, and we had a special wreath that was exactly the same as everybody else's wreath, because we are exactly the same.
Exactly.
To recognise none of those brave souls, those brave people who gave their lives for this country, even though they were treated in the First and Second World Wars and right up, you know, to the year 2000, I think, second-class citizens, because the armed forces treated LGBTQI plus people differently. They don't now, and actually they've made massive strides.
Yeah.
So it was a great honour for me to... It wasn't me, it was two of our ex-service people who are also proud Watforders, Willie Dixon and Brian Timberlake, who guarded... Brian guarded the late Queen at her coronation.
Wow.
And they...
That's something.
..represented all those people who couldn't... You know, express themselves authentically, even though they fought for this country. So they very proudly laid a wreath, that was the most extraordinary experience. The wreath is being preserved by the new Watford Museum for the next 20 years at least on display. So I'm very proud of that, as we did with Holocaust Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Because people who were victims of the Holocaust were victims of prejudice.
Absolutely, and that's what we're fighting against.
That's right, exactly. So that's a very proud thing. That we'll be doing again next year and onwards, and say, looking for those opportunities and very much encouraging anybody in Watford and beyond, actually. Watford is, it'd be a bit philosophical, it's a philosophy as much as a geographic place.
And we're looking. Watford is a feeling.
Watford is a feeling. What's a vibe? Haha! Watford is a vibe. Where did I get that from?
I was waiting for it to get into your vocabulary. Like, when you're on air here at Vibe, you do tend to just say vibe more than you ever have done ever.
It's written in front of my...
It's literally right under our noses, isn't it, on the mic? So it's just right there, front and centre. So, yeah, welcome to the family.
Is that what's marvellous? I have to say, it's marvellous to be here, sitting with you. And then we're looking to say to other towns, well, why don't you do the same? So I spent some time in St Albans, where I used to live, a few weeks ago, talking to good people from St Albans Disinterested Council, the Unison Union, about the benefits of having a proud town. So we're putting together a toolkit.
The Proud Town Toolkit,
The Proud Town Toolkit. It's quite difficult to say. The Proud Town Toolkit. to say, look, this is what we've experienced. So we're still learning ourselves, but is there an opportunity for other towns to come to us and say, you know, hey, we would like to do this ourselves, and we can use our template. You know, we're all volunteers ourselves. But to create a template because of technology, we can say, well, this is how we've done it. You may want to do it somewhat differently to reflect. I mean, what, St Albans is a city, so that'd be a proud city, wouldn't it?
Well, that's fabulous.
That's fabulous.
There is like a structure, isn't it, essentially?
That's right.
It kind of gives people the format of what we've done here and what you've done, and makes the effort of creating that, how can I put it together? Like, they're what to do, the instructions.
Yeah, a loose instruction. It's all about connections. It's all about that, which is actually the theme for Hearts Pride this year, connections. And it's all about having, you know, the ability to go to talk and having the strength of character, if you like, which you, certainly as a gay person or an LGBT person, you generally speaking are quite strong because you have to be, to talk to others and say that this is a proposition. And from my experience of Watford, Tina, in the same way I've experienced from you at Vibe, is just a sense of welcome. It's an opportunity, because otherwise it doesn't happen.
No.
It's just a proposition that let's do this thing. Let's promote a place without prejudice. Because prejudice is just an unreasonable assumption.
Which I think people lean into because of comfort, and I think sometimes what they know is what they do, and sometimes an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what you may not know is always a really important thing to do.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. So, for example, I'm not a great football fan, but because the football club have become so marvellous to us, I had the privilege to go to... I think we lost, actually. It's something, again, that, you know, was a bit of a challenge for me because of, you know, in the 1970s and 80s, it was a different experience.
It was a very different place to be then.
It was.
And even for me, going as a girl to a match where it's so male-orientated and it's so masculine, like, the testosterone in that stadium is quite a heady mix when it gets going. Now, I love almost the panto of it, if you forgive me, because I like to shout and I like to sort of just get all my stress out in a place where it's okay to do that. And I know that football for a lot of people is a big emotional release. And I understand that now, and I quite like the pies too, so it's not all serious stuff. But I felt really included. You know, there's sanitary products for free in the ladies' bathrooms. Like, you don't get that in many other places. And it was just nice for me to feel like I was welcome. So I imagine it would be exactly the
absolutely
same
right.
And for
that's
other people.
It's true of other organisations within the town as well. You know, we found up with the pump house, with the council, with Watford Business Improvement District, the Chamber of Commerce, the hospital, the college. Everybody will welcome you.
Excellent.
Taking that initial thing is quite difficult, but just do it. Take responsibility.
That's it, we're all humans at the end of the day. There's nothing to be scared of. Gracie Abraham's up next, and literally couldn't have picked it better, because that's... It's so true. We have had the pleasure of having Ian in from Proud Watford today. We've had great chats. We've had loads of information, loads of good stuff to get involved with. But if you have missed any of the information that you might need, I'm going to get Ian to just bring you in now. So websites, social media, how can people just keep an eye on what you're doing, get involved and just be part of it?
So, Tina, it's all of our socials are at Proud Watford. And then the website is proudwatford.com.
Excellent. And so that'll have links to all your socials on there as well, so people
it
can
does.
Use that.
That's absolutely right.
Perfect. And obviously we'll put all of this out on our website as well. All that's going to be on our socials too. So if you want to come through us to find Proud Watford, then you are more than welcome to. Now, we have had quite a few requests for music through this show. Now, some of them we've not been able to fulfill today.
So it's not my fault, everybody.
But it is going to be something that we can do. But it would be, I think, nice to sum up and finish on this track. Would you like to introduce this?
Yes, I would. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, by the very, very famous, very wonderful Sir Elton John, which I think sums up a great deal about Watford. And I found something about the song itself, which is that Elton was sort of like very much in the, you know, everything was going fantastic, it's all I'm a superstar, whatever, but he then says, okay, goodbye to all of that. Let's be down to earth. Let's look into ourselves, here we are as human beings. However successful you are, we're all just human beings, we're all just on this planet, for a little while.
Mm.
Let's keep ourselves like the equinox in balance. So I think it's a really, really great song. To end, and I just want to say to you, Tina, thank you so much for inviting me and Proud Watford on, and I hope that it might not be me, it might be others from Proud Watford who come on and similarly experience just a wonderful opportunity.
Well, everyone's welcome.
Much appreciated.
It's always an honour to have guests on my show, especially ones that are so locally based and doing such important work and representing a community that needs huge representation at the moment.
Absolutely. So thank you. So can I introduce the song?
Please,
because I've never
ahead.
Done that.
The mics are yours.
So this is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Oh, I've got all funny in my voice there. Shall I do it again?
Go on.
This is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
Back to the house. 107.6.